Hey, and welcome back to the 13th episode of Hey You Online. So since last week, last week's episode, we mentioned both of us had birthdays, and I just wanted to mention for my birthday, I got a nice pair of linen shorts. They are, particularly here in Australia, coming into summertime, they are one of the greatest things I feel like I've ever received. They are so comfortable, and I feel like I can literally just breathe through my pants. Like, forget about my nose, my mouth, you know, I don't need to breathe through, I just breathe through my pants. Just hook that straight up to my lungs.
Yeah, that's not a thought I really want to have going into this episode.
probably not.
That's interesting. Do you know what I got?
What'd you get?
I feel like people really want me to become an old man or like a dad straight away. So one of the things I got was a water filter for my kitchen.
Those are handy.
And no. I was excited. That's why.
That's how you know you're old. Also,
yeah. But the other thing I got excited about that that is also a very dad gift is I got a bunch of different screwdrivers, and they're all like different fancy magnetized ones. Oh. And I opened it and I was like, this is great. And then I sort of thought back to me like maybe 4 years ago, and I would be like, what's wrong with me? Like, what's changed? This genuinely makes me happy now.
Yeah. It's so that you can fix things and screw stuff up and everything like that.
Hey, Nick, I've got an interesting fact about the number 13.
Yes.
Did you know that I don't even know how to say this. Triskaidophobia is the fear of the number 13.
I didn't know that, but that is a fact that I feel like I didn't really need to know.
It's one of those facts that you're like, oh, that's interesting, and I've immediately forgotten it.
You know what? I feel like it's one of those facts that like you just don't forget, because I've got one of those. I think it's entatophobia. It's like an irrational fear of ducks.
I thought that would have been one of potatoes. Or Irish people.
What? Okay. Yep. Cue the intro, please.
All right, Nick, first question to kick us off. Aliens come to Earth and one of them asks you, hey, you, do the thing. You know, the thing that humans do. What is that thing?
I feel like that thing, I'd just be like, meh, and look at my phone.
Yeah?
That's all it'd be. Just be like, eh, not really interested in you. All right, so I'm going to scroll Reddit.
Disinterest. Scroll on Reddit. That's the thing you do.
Yep.
I was sort of similar in the social media thing, but I would pull up my phone and I'd start recording myself, and I would then get into a character that's clearly not me and be like, be sure to smash that like button and hit that notification bell. Because I feel like that's really what we've become.
Hey, we do actually want people to do that. And if aliens do come to you, please record yourself so that we can put it on our podcast.
Please share it around with all aliens as well. We can really hit a different demographic.
We don't discriminate to people only from Earth. You know, Elon Musk is sending people to Mars soon enough. We want to get onto that demographic.
That's true. We've got to capture that Martian audience.
If you fell into a barrel of maple syrup and were transformed into a Canadian citizen, what would you do with your new life?
This is hilarious. I like the concept of falling into a barrel and then turning into a different, a citizen of a different country.
It's very interesting, isn't it? We can touch on that later.
For Canada specifically, I think of it as like a wilderness kind of place.
I was going, yes.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it would be like, there's a show on Netflix called Win the Wild, and it's based in Alaska, so my analogy already sucks. But
Alaska's like next door.
Yeah, but it's more wild, I guess. But yeah, in that, this dude sort of goes out into the middle of nowhere, and he built this massive house on his own, or with his wife, and then, you know, the thing is them giving it away as an inheritance to some people who win a stupid TV show. But yeah, the house itself is really cool, and I would love to do something like that. Like, that would be way too hard for me. But I would love to, like, build something out in the middle of nowhere.
I feel awesome. Like, for me, I'd probably just be like a lumberjack. I'd like picture myself in like, you know, a red flannel, that, you know, checkered thing. And then, you know, that picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger where he's just sitting there looking happy off into the distance on a rock, and there's like all these animals surrounding him. That's kind of what I picture about Canada. I'm just like, just like the wilderness.
Animals. So we both have completely unrealistic expectations of
pretty
Canada.
Much. Well, okay. So let me throw the next question at you, follow-up question on this. What's the first thing you think of, you know, for any particular country, but also what's the equivalent of the barrel of maple syrup that you need to fall into or roll around in to become, I don't know, for example, an Australian citizen? And what's the first thing you think of with Australia?
So if I had to fall into a barrel that would make me an Australian citizen, I think it would have to have... The textbook one's got to be crocodiles. You fall into a barrel of crocodiles and you come out, like, with blonde hair, and you're wrestling one of them, and you're saying crikey all the time. And now suddenly you're an Australian citizen.
G'day, mate. You say a lot of things
like exactly.
That. Bloody oath. Struth. I feel like you'd also be running around. I feel like you'd be sitting around... In the outback, nothing around, tin shed, got your steel cap boots on, your hard yakka shorts, your blue singlet, and an Akubra with a VB in your hand.
With a VB or a 4X, depending on the state you're from.
Yep, pretty much.
What other countries can you think of?
I feel like I'm going to say America, but I feel like everything is going to... I feel like we're not going to win any friends here when I say... I just picture, like, you'd have to be tossed into a deep fryer. And then if you survive, you'll roll around in chips to become American. And then I just picture, you know, the stock standard AK-47 in each hand, giant American flag
full,
in the background.
Full NRA supporter. That kind
bald
of...
Bald eagles landing.
On your shoulder, that you're also like, it also has a gun that is shooting as well.
Just yelling out freedom.
The barrel on the side of it just has freedom written on it.
Freedom fries. Transforming you into an American citizen.
The one I was thinking of was like, if you wanted to become German, there's just like a whole lot of sausages inside of the barrel.
Bratwurst.
And you come out in, like, lederhosen and everything.
Lederhosen and, like, just, like, holding, like, you know, nine steins of beer.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon for, like, Belgium, it's just, like, a vat of chocolate.
And you're just wearing waffles. That's it. Just waffles.
I can't think of any others.
I feel like for England, it'd have to be dipped into a barrel of tea.
Oh, of course.
And you come out all posh, maybe wearing a monocle. G'day, go.
You speak the Queen's English.
It's a Queen's English. Very proper. Yes. Mm. All right, Ryan. Next question.
What do people need to stop romanticizing?
Honestly, smoking. Mm. Just... get rid of it out of movies, get rid of it out of TV shows, out of everything. Like, just, it's not good for you. It's not nice. It's just a terrible habit. Just get rid of it, you know?
That's sort of like either bad boy or French, like...
Yeah. And it's like, oh, doesn't this guy look real cool? He's smoking his cigarette in this. And it's like, no, just stop it. Just like, I get that, like, maybe that's a trait. Maybe he doesn't give a shit about himself. But like, yeah, you just really need to stop it.
I think people romanticizing it obviously makes it a lot worse. It's very similar to like one of the ones I was thinking of. It's very heavy in Australia is drinking culture. Culture here is so romanticized. Like it's one of those things where it's like if you go out and you aren't completely wasted by the time you come home, did you even have a good night?
If you aren't like, well, dancing on a table.
Or you can't remember anything that you did.
If you don't have to ask your friends what happened last night, you didn't do it right.
But the other one I was thinking of. Oh, sorry. Did you have one as well?
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, the other one I was thinking of was university. It's something to me that is like such an outdated concept, but everyone still sort of does the whole, oh, you need to go to uni, you need to do all this sort of stuff. You know, university is such a great time in life, and university itself is nice, but it's extremely expensive and totally not worth it. Like, if you think about when it was a good thing to have, it was when, you know, it was pre-internet. It was the only way you could get knowledge. Now you can get more up-to-date knowledge from a YouTube channel than you can from a university degree.
I feel like with a lot of these things, like with the YouTube, like, not sorry with the YouTube, but like with like the whole study and stuff like that, I feel like a lot of it is going to be like your first job, people care about that certificate. Or if you need to do like a specific job, you know, you might be limited by not having the degree or like some kind of qualification behind you backing up what you can do. But I do agree that I feel like, yeah, you can learn most things by yourself and just go ahead and just do it. Like, I was actually kind of, you know, when I found out with the accounting that you could just skip out on uni entirely and just do a bridging course with the professional organization, I was just like, why did I not just do that? That would have like skipped out on so many.
This is sad. Mm. 6-year degree for basically no reason.
Yeah, pretty much. Other than that, my last one that people need to stop romanticizing is sick, in inverted commas, sick sounding cars. So, you know, when you get like that hoon or that, or that person that just like decides to like rev it up the street or just like pelt down the street.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Firstly, you're not impressing anyone. Secondly, everyone thinks you're a goddamn dickhead. Thirdly, you're probably going to hit some old lady or some kid that doesn't look twice before crossing the road. So stop being...
Or my dog.
An asshole. Please don't hit my dog. Or your dog. Yeah, it's like, just stop it. You're not cool. You're just a dickhead. So...
Yeah, I mean, it, Yeah, I don't understand it. It's a thing I've never understood, though. Like, I've never understood why people do it, because it sort of only highlights how shit your car actually is. Like, if you had, I suppose it's really to emulate, like, you know, the sound of something like a Ferrari engine and or something like that, that just stock standard sounds like a beast, and you're like, you hear it and it sounds like it's got power, and you're like, that's awesome. But when someone's just like sticks a stupid exhaust on their car that looks ridiculous, sounds ridiculous, and then their car looks like it's gonna fall to pieces, and then, you know, they scream down the road, I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. Like, this doesn't make you look any better in my eyes, at least.
No, yeah. In fact, it's just like, oh, yeah, there's, you know, and there's always that one person. It's like, you know, you're just kind of sitting there, everything's all fine, and then all of a sudden, it's just like, no. All right, Ryan. The internet is scheduled to go down forever. You have a week to prepare and download anything from the web you think is necessary to have for the rest of your life. What do you download and why?
This is a tough one. And I also love that the question just assumes, yeah, the internet's just going away. Like, they 2021, they were like, well, come 1st of March, internet goes down. Everyone knows it's going to happen.
Everyone's just like, you know what? In the internet, that's a terrible thing. The only way to stop social media is to just axe the internet. Just forget about it.
Yeah, and of course, you know, there's no way that we could possibly bring it back, or, you know, bring back a smaller network of LANs or WANs or something like that. Nope, just it's gone.
Forever.
Every part of it's gone.
It was too expensive. We just didn't want to have it. Okay, well, let's ignore the fact that, like, you know...
The question is ridiculous. For me, I think the first thing I'd want to download is just the entire Wikipedia database. That would be so useful.
Although encyclopedias do exist. Like, there are books called encyclopedias.
Yeah, but I feel like Wikipedia has a lot more on it.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
a lot more current terminology and things that are not necessarily, like, you know, accepted as, you know, like the dictionary only accepts like a certain number of words a year, but then, you know, so many new words are created that they disappear into nothingness, but at least you can sort of find them on the internet. I feel like that's the difference between, you know, a Wikipedia and an encyclopedia.
So you'd also want to download the Urban Dictionary as well? Just like...
Yeah, I suppose so.
Get all those slang terms that all those kids are using these days. For me, it'd be... and I suppose, like, Wikipedia would probably have everything anyway. But I feel like it'd be one of those... Just like any of the how-to or just guides, like survival guides or, like, how to grow vegetables and stuff like that. And my initial thoughts were like, well, if the internet's going down, surely the world must be going to shit. So I want to be able to survive on my own. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing I was thinking of was the DIY stuff around my house. Like, I need to get all those YouTube videos now because otherwise I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Help, how do I unclog the sink?
The other thing, which is probably something you haven't thought of, but is very true for me, is I would need to go to a lot of my friends and get their phone numbers because I can only contact so many people I know over the internet. Like, I have them on Messenger or I have them on Discord or, you know, something like that, but I have no idea how I would get hold of them if the internet didn't exist.
Can you write me a letter, please?
It's like, for so many people you talk to nowadays, it's like, yeah, I see them at places, but I don't know where they live. So I'm never going to turn up to their house, and I don't know their phone numbers. So do they just stop existing in my world the moment the internet dies?
I have your phone number. Let me just check the last time that I actually messaged you, not on, like, you know, Facebook Messenger or anything like that, but my actual last, if I can even find the last time.
It's deleted from my history. I don't even have the last time I messaged you.
Here we go. It was 16th of April 2020. New phone.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
New phone, who dis? Actually.
I think, yeah, okay, fair enough.
I think that was me sending a message. No, the last one was actually before that was December. Merry Christmas. I don't know why you texted me Merry Christmas.
That's a strange thing that now that I think about it, I do send out, like, Merry Christmas messages to people's mobile numbers. I don't send it over Messenger. I wonder if I have been doing it more recently. But it always seemed like I would get when I was younger, I would get text messages from friends. And so I just sort of continued that as sort of a weird Christmas tradition.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I do as well. Like, I message everyone, like, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, you know, but I do it, like, just the one together, so I don't have to, like, send more messages. I'm like, yeah, no, you only get, like, I don't know. But that was back in the day. That came from, like, back in the day where it's like you have to pay. None of this, like, unlimited calls and text. That was back when it was like texts were like 25 cents to send a text, and you're like, oh, this is expensive. I'm gonna wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And the same
I'll just
line.
Wrap in Happy New Year. I'll talk to you guys in the new year. This is costing me a fortune.
50 cents to message every single, no, 25 cents, half the cost. I did actually, I'm just looking back through some of our old messages. I think one of them was like, lunch out tomorrow, ? And then you were like, no,
that's
I got Chinese.
That's got to have been I got Chinese.
Yeah, you got Chinese. This was for, looks like, what is that? Wednesday the 14th of March, 2018. You had Chinese for lunch.
We can piece together my life.
In case you have memory problems, it's all here in the text messages.
One day I'll have, like, amnesia and you'll be like, yes, but on 2018, April, you were having Chinese for lunch.
It was so. March. You already forgot.
Yeah, I wasn't paying that much attention to it. Oh, was it September?
I don't know. It was March. It was March.
All right, Nick, what are sayings you grow up hearing only to find out that they were unique to your family?
Well, this one I didn't. This one's less of a I found out later. This one I kind of knew. But it's more of a... So, as a background, I've got my immediate family. I've got two brothers and my dad and my mom. So, like, you know, a lot of boys. And we'd always have this saying when it came to, like, food, because obviously it's like, you know, you get a lot of boys around the family, so it's like, you know, everyone like tries to eat as much food as fast as they can. So, like, the saying was, if you're not here, you miss out, which is basically like, if you're not here or you're not at the table when food is served, you miss out on that food.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's nothing else.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, we had a similar one. It was always whenever we had... I don't know if that's more so much a... No, I suppose it is a saying. Whenever we would have guests over, Dad would always be like, something along the lines of like, you know, we're a bunch of savages. You're just going to have to climb into it now. maybe it was like an icebreaker for dinner, but yeah. The one that sticks with me as a saying, and I don't think this is necessarily unique, was whenever he was trying to talk about disorganized things, like for example the Australian government or something like that, he would be like, they couldn't organize a fuck in a brothel, and that is a really good saying. Because it's something that you think would be really easy to organize. So it's just, it fits really well.
I'm just picturing like some bewildered bloke just being like, excuse me.
Is there a form? Do I,
so how do I give you the money before? Or who do I, do you take notes? Check.
Is there any pimps that I could talk to? the other thing about this question that always is difficult for me to differentiate, like what's unique to my family, is, well, like, so my mother, like background side, my mother is Dutch and my father is South African, and I was born in South Africa and we came over to Australia when I was like 7 or so. So the thing that pretty much like all sayings, not necessarily that I hear, like that my family has, but Australian sayings that I hear in anyone else's family, I think are like the most interesting and weird things. Like when someone gives the expression that they're really busy at work, and like Harriet's family does this a lot, and I hear this, but so I love hearing them, and I always sort of like write them down. I'm like, that's hilarious. One of them is flat out like a lizard drinking.
What?
And when I heard that, I was like, what in the world does that mean? But if you've ever actually seen a lizard drink, they like spread out to be really, really flat so they can just sort of like lap up the water. And it's such a strange saying, but I feel it's just
that.
Like uniquely Australian.
I've never
I don't know
heard
if anyone's
that.
Oh, you've never heard it? No. I gotta be honest, I only heard it like maybe a year or two ago. So it's one that I'd never heard of either. But I think it's an awesome saying. I love Australian sayings. Like, they're so weird. Like, they almost make you stop and question whether you understand what the context they were trying, like, the thing they were saying within the context.
Yeah.
Like, did I actually get that right? Or is that now something different and I'm confused?
Yeah, no, yeah. I feel like, because my background is, I'm Croatian on my dad's side. So he came here. From Croatia with his family when he was young. And then on my mum's side, I suppose Australian, probably Irish as well, half Irish there. But so it was mostly influenced by the Croatian side, I guess, a lot of that. But then, yeah, like you said, like my Nana on my mum's side, she would like always have like a few sayings type of thing. Like, and they'd be a little bit more peculiar like that. I think one of them that I probably remember was like off like a bucket of prawns in hot sun. Which is just like the worst, like, picture.
Mental image.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I feel like I can smell that saying. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it evokes emotion.
All right, last week's question that we had on Reddit, Ryan, that was, what is something inexpensive that makes your life easier?
I like this one. So my answer for this one, and it's actually something I'm holding right now, and the reason why I thought of it as my answer for Reddit was because I have a packet of chips on my desk at the moment, and then I looked around and I was like, what is something that's inexpensive that I really like?
It's like,
and this sort of
this
popped
thing
up.
That I'm holding.
Yeah, exactly. So using pegs to, I guess, reseal packets as a easy way to reseal packets. So you just kind of like, let's say you have a packet of chips and you've eaten some of it, you want to save the rest of it, you roll it up and then you put like two pegs on top of it, and it just keeps the chips fresh, and that is great.
Firstly,
and so useful.
I am impressed that you have the ability and willpower and self-control,
the restraint
to like put away those chips. Congratulations to you. But yes, I do agree. Pegs are quite handy. I feel like I do use that for like a couple of things. You know, it's like you get a packet of something, you just like, you know, like coffee or whatever it is, you know, you just roll it up the top, put a peg on it, it's done, sorted. No worries. For me, my thing was, and I feel like I've always done this, I just have like an extra phone charging cable. Just like the USB to connect into I don't know, your computer or into like a, you know, a car port charger or something like that. Just the most handy thing, you know, just to have an extra one so that you don't have to take your one from like, I don't know, maybe me personally, I have my phone charger next to, you know, on the bedside table, and I don't want to have to like unplug that because, you know, it's connected to the wall socket behind the bedside table, which is a pain.
Yeah, it's a pain to get out. So I agree. Yeah. I think like two phone charging cables is nice, especially because like I work from home. So you're right, I've got like the one in the bedroom where I charge it at night, so that obviously if it was drained during the day, I can at least have my alarm clock in the morning. And then I have my other one at like my work desk, so I can charge it while I work, so that I can pretty much just have charge whenever I need it. It would be really frustrating to have to wander around. Except the only thing that I hate is I don't have enough of like the USB power points anymore.
Yeah.
So now I just end up charging things in my computer. And if you've ever charged anything in a computer, it's so incredibly slow. It drives me insane. So like, I'm pretty sure, especially with phones nowadays, I'm pretty sure my phone battery actually just goes down while I charge it on the computer. It could be the case of the number of apps and everything I've got, but still, like, it feels like I still can't maintain a above 70% charge on my phone anymore.
I feel like if you're using it at the same time as trying to charge it while connected to your computer, it can actually just go down. Like, yeah, it just doesn't charge. Yeah. So that was last week's question. This week's question that we're going to put on Reddit is, what lives in your brain rent-free? So that can be anything. That can be like just basically something.
What's something that always comes to mind?
Something that comes like to that, mind that kind of thing. Really serves no purpose.
Hmm. You don't want it there, but it's something you never forget.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like triscadophobia. I still have no idea how to say that.
Yep. All right, Ryan, where can they find us if they want to find us?
All right, so if people are listening to us and they want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter. We're at HeyYouOnlinePod. We're on Discord. That's usually the links to these episodes. Reddit's the main avenue where we're posting our questions on, and you can also post your own questions. We're r/HeyYouOnline. We also have a Gmail, heyyouonlinepodcast@gmail.com. You can send questions through there. Every week we ask this, but every week it's important to us. If you can share it around to people, you know, get other people involved, spread the word for us. That would be amazing.
Really, we're just actually really enjoying doing these podcasts. We ask you to share it around because it'd really mean the world to us to see that everyone's enjoying it as well. But I'm really having a blast doing it ourselves. Our final question today for this episode, Ryan.
All right, be honest, Nick. What fictionalized character is the best representation of you? Oh, actually, maybe we should do this for each other, because I have no idea what I would be.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like you can't really be honest with like choosing a thing, because you're like, yes, I am Superman. You know, like, that's definitely who I am. All right.
So, to preface this, you're not someone great. it was more just because I thought it was hilarious, because there's a few sayings that just reminds me of him.
Go on. Let us run.
So for you, I had Nigel Thornberry.
What?
There's just a few. I don't know if you've ever watched much of the Thornberries.
The Wild Thornberry. No, I am little bits and pieces, but yeah, go on.
As a character in general, no, but there is a few sayings that he has that you say in a similar way that I never realized until I was trying to find a fictional character like you.
Oh no, what is... Okay, hit me with the sayings.
Oh no, just like, you know, I don't know... I'll have to point one out the next time we come across it. Next time we come across one, I'll stop you for whatever we're doing, and I'll just be like, this is the Nigel Thornberry.
This is moment. The Nigel Thornberry. Hopefully it's not anything on this podcast, or we'll have to re-record.
And I know you're just sitting there going, crossing out Batman, and you're like, let me find someone.
You know, I had some nice ones for you. No, the first thing that came to mind for me, for you, was Marshall Erickson. From How Much Your Mother.
From How Much Your Mother.
And the main reason behind this is because like, when Marshall gets really, really excited and into things, and I feel like you get the exact same way. And I feel like it's like to the point where it's like, you know, like Marshall is like, have you tried the Gouda? And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, Marshall, calm down. It's okay.
It's so true. Whenever I get like passionate about something, and anyone listening to this who knows me will know this, I try to keep this out of the podcast and stuff. But like when I talk about like motivational things, or when I talk about like my apps or something like that, I get extremely passionate about it.
Very, very passionate.
Really, that really does fit well.
And very, very loud.
So true. So very true. Well, I think that just about wraps it up for this episode. So as always, guys, be sure to smash that like button and hit that notification bell. And we'll see you in the next episode.
See you later.
See ya.
Freedom fries. Transforming you into an American citizen.